Hey everyone, it's Emily, just popping in to let you know that The Greatest Show Pod is coming back. Brantley and I are in the midst of recording 10 new episodes about some really good and really bad musical theater, and we're very excited to share them with you soon. In the meantime, this bonus episode contains some audio clips that didn't quite make it into the regular episodes, but I felt were worth hanging on to just in case I ever got to do something like this. It's The Greatest Showman Season 3 premieres on Monday, September 1st, wherever you get your podcasts. As always, you can follow us all over social media at Greatest Show Pod to keep up with the latest, and keep listening now to hear some of my favorite outtakes from the last two seasons.
Okay, yeah, you were frozen that entire time, and I did a little brief synopsis of what the scene was while you were frozen, but I can do it again.
Great. Didn't hear any of it, because it sounded like this. And then there was no picture for you. Am I the only person who gets weirded out now by the fact that, stars are younger than we are? It's impossible for me to be this old, right?
I'm more weirded out when I realize that college football players are younger than me.
Right?
That's the part that weirds me out the most.
The Olympics are coming up and it's like, ah, yes, star athlete, whatever gymnast is retiring at age 22. And you're like, oh my God, I turned funny and I threw my back out. Right? It's impossible for people younger than me to be more successful than me. I'm a fraud and a failure. There's more for you. We didn't get to this, but I had a whole section of notes about the gender question where is Maria Friedman able to do a good job because she's a woman? And there's a note from Playbill. I'll cut this from the show. In 2016, the New York Times ran an article that called the 2015-16 Broadway season, quote, a year of women. That season, two shows featured all women creative teams, plus four shows were directed by women, five musicals were written by women, and three plays were written by women. Considering that 39 shows opened that season, the fact that numbers like that were considered notable was a testament to how male-driven the theater industry had become. Flash forward to this season, as the edit team at Playbill were publishing news about every new show that was opening, I noticed an interesting trend. Women's names. It seemed that every other press release we received about a new show, a woman was at the helm or had written it. Indeed, in the 23-24 season, out of 38 shows, 16 are directed by women. That's still less than half!
Yeah.
Right? It's like, ooh, this season of women, two shows were written by all women. Woo! Tell me you have a tiny penis without telling me you have a tiny penis.
Sorry, I'm making myself laugh with my Dreamcast.
Oh, okay. Oh, I do know. I was wondering about Shuler Henze. I do know him.
Where did you meet?
Not personally. Shut up. Anyway, let's talk about Smokin' Weed, the musical. She's sent to work for the Von Trapp family, who consists of the stern widower Captain Von Trapp and his seven little crotch...
Okay, pause for a second, though. This easily could have been written by me, and it is surprisingly similar to what I wrote, but I took it very seriously this time. I wasn't trying to be funny at all.
Oh, yeah? I didn't take this seriously at all.
I like it.
Let me take that sentence again. And I don't know why I said crotch. I didn't write the word crotch.
I thought for sure you were going for crotch goblin.
I think my brain was like, say crotch goblin, but I was like, that's not what I wrote.
Is crotch goblin better than what you wrote?
I mean, yes, but I was trying not to be as crass, I suppose. But I guess
let's
it doesn't
cross
matter.
Crotch goblin. They are know. Seven little crotch
anyway,
goblins.
Anyway, let me start.
What you mean?
Let me just start over the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Why does everyone think I'm a bad person trying to manipulate the system for my own gain?
I don't know. Why did you admit to it?
I didn't admit to it. I asked why everyone thinks that. I'm not going to admit to it until I turn off the recording. Come on. I'm smarter than that. I like that you, Brantley Wheeler, are already like, if I had powers, I'd be a villain.
That's not what I'm saying.
Think of all the shit I could f*** up.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just...
I'm going to touch you and you're going to die.
You would, though. Anyway.
We've only been on for like 10 minutes. We didn't even shoot that much shit yet.
I know. I'm not throwing away my shit.
What are you doing with it?
I mean, I'm not throwing away my to shoot.
Right, anyway, but then what are you doing with it?
Stop talking.
You shouldn't keep it.
No, I'm
That's
not
weird.
Keeping
That's
it.
A weird
I'm
choice.
I'm shooting it at you. Those are the only French words I know.
You started, you said, and I thought you were saying in 3, 2, 1, and I was like, wasn't ready.
No, I said une, deux, trois. In, which
I
is
know, but
French.
I wasn't ready for you to count it in French. I thought you were going to say in. Usually you say 3, 2, 1, not 1, 2, 3.
Oh, well.
You've ruined everything.
Sorry. Start over.